This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget, everybody that's working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, as well as our great American truckers out there, the men and women in the 18-wheelers getting the job done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen northern tundra, where it's probably hotter than a firecracker, it's none other than Rod Edwards. There they are. They're out there, and they can hardly stand it. The excitement is in the air. By the way, it's 80 degrees out, so that's why they're happy.
That's too hot for me.
No, it's just right. 80 is right. 100's too hot. 80's right. 80's right. Now we are going to say the pledge if you're ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, do you use PayPal at all?
Not very much. I try to avoid it.
You might want to avoid it after I tell you what they're doing. PayPal now, according to a report on Breitbart, is working with the government to financially blacklist and spy on, quote, end of quote, extremists.
What is an extremist, and why would the government be in such a crazy mode or mood as to spy on people anyway?
They are trying to shut down people that are conservative, that don't agree with what they're doing. You know that, and I know that.
That's the truth. And there needs to be a huge pushback against all this kind of madness. That's the problem. They're doing what they're allowed to get away with. And as long as people in mass don't stand up and push back, they're going to continue to do that and much more.
Well,
it comes down to that.
Here's what I know is going on. The Democrats have been very concerned about what they're seeing happen, especially in my home state in Florida, because the Cubans standing up, the Democrats creating the problem and ignoring them. The Democrats, any of them who have not stood up with the Cubans, starting with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and anybody else you want to mention, watch and see what happens this next election. I'm not saying Debbie's going to get voted out, but I'm going to say she's going to have a tough re-election. And so is anybody else that's a Democrat that hasn't stood up with the Cubans, especially in South Florida and up there in New York and other places where the Cuban population is fairly heavy. By the way, they were in Washington yesterday. Thousands of them in front of the White House.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that. And it's going to continue to grow, I believe, because this president, this administration is not of the mindset to do anything about it, to stand up to Cuba and to fight for the freedom of those people over there. There's not even anything symbolic that they're doing, just nothing. And I would not be surprised if Debbie Wasserman Schultz would be defeated. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Now, the other thing is, in 2022, the Democrats are very concerned that they may be really in big, big, big trouble because of election integrity laws that were passed in 18 states that weren't around in 2020.
Well, when you think of Democrats and integrity, the two don't meet. And so when it comes to this action that you're talking about, yeah, the Democrats do have reason to be very, very nervous because the Democrats are in power in many cases, allegedly, through cheating. Their direction as far as government is concerned and policy is dangerous to our republic, and people are starting to wake up and push back, like you say, get involved on the local level.
Yeah, well,
they have reason to be scared.
Well, one of the things they're getting involved in at the local level, big time, is the school and the CRT push, which has now encountered a little something called the people and democracy.
Yep. And you see in different locations around the country, whether it's in Georgia, Springfield, Missouri, and other locations, residents are standing up to what they believe are the plans of government schools to add this horrible CRT to the curriculum, and which is, you know, you're seeing a lot of these people are recognizing and seeing what has happened where the CRT has already been in force, and the thinking and the harm that's coming out of it. And so, yeah, like I said, the folks in Springfield, Missouri, and elsewhere around the country are starting to push back big time. And by God's grace, it will continue to spread throughout the country.
Yeah.
Chris Carr, Georgia's attorney general, he's joining a group of, like you said, 20 other attorneys generals and urging the Biden administration to reconsider a proposal that would impose the teaching of CRT.
Yeah. All that thought, going to go to break. And folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to play the Edwards Notebook when we come back, and then we'll be right back after that. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are cruising along the overnight radio airwaves. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you might want. Clean trade-ins, got them? Oh, yeah. And by the way, wait till you hear this one. The trade-in that you have might be worth as much as 45% more right now. Certain select vehicles are worth 21 to 45% more in value than what they were several months ago. Just the sign of inflation. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. And remember, they're the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan at Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at mossnissan.com. That's MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either. All righty, here we go with an Edwards notebook.
When it comes down to whether the United States is to be the land of liberty or a downtrodden Bernie Sanders utopia, the time to choose is right now. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we the people comprise the largest letters in the United States Constitution. They were purposefully written that way to remind elected officials and the judiciary that they are to serve humbly at the pleasure of those who legally elected them into office. It is obvious that far too many office holders have forgotten, and in some cases today never learned, that concept. It is high time we the people who love God, family, and our republic to fight valiantly for the rightful authority that is ours, and take back control of shaping the minds of younger generations.
Far too many people fought and died so that we can live in liberty. It was Ronald Reagan who said that freedom is never more than one generation from extinction. So let us, together, fight to make sure that freedom lives on for many generations to come. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
And let me tell you something about the RonEdwards.com. I am sitting here, folks, and let me just do this again. I got to have a little... I'm having my coffee right here. Now, I just took a sip of Constitutional Grounds coffee. Guess where I found that? I found that on the RonEdwards.com website. So you can go on over there and find out what I found out. This is a pretty doggone good coffee, folks. And I've been sipping on it. He sent me a bag of coffee to try it. All you got to do is go over to his website, theronedwards.com. And remember, the product code over there to save 20% is RE20. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you're going to want in your cup. And, Ron, that's good coffee.
Yes, it is, to say the least. Very, very delicious coffee. It's and it doesn't go acidic on you because of the unique way in which it is formulated. So, folks, you want to check it out. As the captain said, just simply go to theronedwards.com, and you will see the Constitutional Grounds display, and you can check it out, and you will have the coffee that you want in your cup.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, who should probably be drinking coffee, thinks that we should all mask up again. And little Dr. Fauci says, well, masking is under active consideration. Won't these guys just kind of go away? And, oh, by the way, some states are talking about doing this. We just had, I believe it was West Palm Beach, said that they're going to go to masking again, whether you're vaccinated or not.
See, this is ridiculous, Captain. It has already been proven scientifically, since they always say found the science, it has already been proven scientifically that masks do not work in preventing people from breathing in the Corona China virus, whatever you want to call it. Second of all, masks are very unhealthy, especially if you wear them all day, every day at work, or just, you know, they're very unhealthy, so they do more harm in the long run than battling through the Corona China virus. Once you've had it, by the way, even the Cleveland Clinic has said, if you've had the Corona China virus, there's no logical reason to even wear the mask or even get vaccinated. You don't need either one. So these people, Nancy Pelosi and all these other individuals, are just being control freaks. You have little Dr. Fauci, Tidy Boy Fauci, who wants to re-mask up Americans and make sure we all get these shots. I don't know. You know, this is just, it's more about control than curing anything. That's what I believe it is.
Well, you're right. So, you're right. Mm-hmm.
So we've got to push back. It's, you know, it's pushback time, folks. And because if you don't push back now, if you don't stand for your rights, you will not have any. So The time is now or never.
Now, New Jersey Senator Bob Melendez, yes, I'd like to ride the plane to the island with Epstein, says that Biden should work with Facebook to suppress COVID misinformation. Here we go again.
Well, Corona China virus, first of all, who's to dictate what is misinformation or what is truth? I thought it was about the science. If you follow the real science, if you study and read what Cleveland Clinic has said about it, and certain many, many doctors, by the way, who have come out even against the vaccine or the shots. So whose word are you going to take, and why do you think you individuals, I'm talking about Melendez or whomever else, wants to control us, why do they think they have earned the position of the information doctors, you know, the information control freaks? It's not their job. It's not even their job.
Now, the Veterans Affairs Department has become the first federal agency to enact a mandatory mandate for COVID-19 and getting the vaccination.
Here we go again.
Yep.
It's just one form of suppression and government bullying after another. It is not their job to do that. You know what, Captain? You are an individual. You have the unalienable right to choose the shot or not. If, by the way, if they're so good, if you take the shot and you're okay, what do you care if someone else decides not to take it?
Right. And
it's about choice.
And if they want to wear a mask, let them wear it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. I mean, they do more harm. Trust me, those masks, wearing them all the time does you great harm.
You know what we
did? For your health.
You know what we did on the rigs? Well, the ambulance. When I used to work the ambulance or I worked the rescue, you know what we would do every time we had somebody and we had to wear a mask in the back? You know, where do you think the mask would go?
I don't know. In the trash?
That's right. In the hazardous waste, because you couldn't wear them over again. I'm watching people that are wearing these throwaway masks all day, one day, all day, the next day, all day, the next day. That isn't even healthy.
And by the way, check out where a lot of those little blue throwaway masks come from and what is on
China.
A lot of them. But what's on those masks? They are very, very nasty.
Mm-hmm. China.
Check it out.
That's where they come from. You asked.
Yeah.
By the way, here we go again. The Border Patrol apprehended 20,000 illegal aliens in 1 week in the busiest sector along the Rio Grande Valley.
If the government refuses to protect us from enemies both foreign and domestic, including many that are coming into this country illegally, it's high time that the states take the responsibility of closing that border and arresting these people and dealing with them. It has to be done, Captain. It's do or die time, literally, concerning our nation. No nation can sustain itself or be contained or maintained if you have unlimited border crossings. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, 1.5 million people are allowed in this country legally every year. So you're going to double it with the illegals coming from 150 countries around the world. And a lot of them are fat. They say that these people are so poor and this, that, and the other. Most of them coming over the border are bigger than I am. And I mean round. So then
that's all the beans and rice. even if they are from Haiti.
But look, they're coming from everywhere. The
Middle East. I know they are. 160 countries, we're being told.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is ridiculous. Our government has basically thrown away its responsibility. So we have no choice but to do something ourselves.
Started to send some people back yesterday. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards is his name. And we look forward to talking to him on Thursday. Check him out, theronedwards.com. And I'll be on his show this afternoon at 3 o'clock, about 3:10, 3:15, for about 30 minutes or so. By the way, I'm also going to be on Armed American Radio this afternoon from 4 to 5. Check it out. I'll be back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Wyoming Senator, 77-year-old Mike Enzi died Monday after sustaining a broken neck and ribs after a bicycle accident near his home in Gillette, Wyoming on Friday. Mr. Enzi was a Republican. He retired in January after four terms as a senator.
Over the years, I've gotten to work with incredible staff that have made it possible to do more than a senator by him or herself could ever do.
Arrest warrants were issued Monday for two Aurora, Colorado police officers. The APD said it issued the warrants for officers John Hobart and Francine Martinez following a July 23rd arrest for a trespassing call. The male officer is accused of pistol whipping, choking, and using a taser on the suspect he was arresting. The female officer's complaint is for failing to report the excessive force. Former California Senator Democrat Barbara Boxer was attacked and robbed of her cell phone Monday while in Oakland, California. Someone pushed her in the back and took her cell phone. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600, or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, there are four dealerships here in the state of Florida within the sound of my voice. All you got to do is drive on by and see what they got. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And, yep, nothing runs like a deer. That's why Everglades Equipment Group is a John Deere dealer. They can get anything that you need in the way of a tractor, a mower, equipment, whatever. They got it all there. And by the way, you want to take care of your garden? They got all that stuff there, too. The potting soil, the fertilizer, stuff to work in the garden. I mean, you name it, it's there. Everglades Equipment Group. Don't forget, reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service, and don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. Okay, we're going to go right to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? And you're calling from Atlanta, I see.
Yeah, this is Bob, Captain.
Hey, Bob.
I am a quintessential Republican conservative. I am not a spy. Trust me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Juan said, well, why should we worry about the people who don't get their shots? Well, I'll tell you one reason. Their so-called freedom not to get the vaccine costs me money because they tax the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. Somebody pays for that. Guess who pays for everything in America? The working class guy.
You bet.
Your health insurance goes up. Your taxes go up. None of this stuff is free. If you're in the hospital 90 days, it is not free. Somebody's paying for it. So their so-called freedom to not get vaccinated is getting into my freedom to spend my money like I want to.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
Well, thank you, Captain.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. Very Bye-bye. Good. And he makes perfect sense. I mean, it's true. Nothing is free, especially when it comes to health care. Nothing is free. And, oh, by the way, they used to have what they call the poor man's hospitals, the county hospitals. Some places still have them. That's where you go. Check out the care you get there. Goodness sake. But, you know, this situation we got going on here, nobody should be in a position to demand or force or mandate you to do this. I mean, it's your choice, okay? If you want to get the shot and you want to get the vaccine, get it. But do a little research. I'm hearing and I'm seeing and I'm believing that the Moderna vaccine is the one that they're going to approve first because of the results coming from it. It's had the best results so far. That's what I believe is going to happen. Now, that's just me talking. Do a little research and you see what you think, if you're going to get the vaccine. If you're not, that's fine too. Okay? But, hey, Mr. Government Guy, don't try to ram that stuff down our throat. If somebody wants it, if somebody wants to not do that, then they should be able to not do that. Okay, now here's Mel in Saratoga Springs. Go ahead, Mel. What's on your mind?
Oh, in regards to the last caller, you know, this guy, you know, I don't care what he does. You shouldn't care what I do. As far as not taking the vaccination, which I am totally not going to do, I've probably already had it. I've already had a loss of taste, which I know that's supposed to be accompanied or associated with having the coronavirus. And then if I do have the get the virus, I can go right down to my feed store and buy a tube of horse warmer, which is the ivermectin.
Can I ask you a question?
Well,
you said
about $7.99.
Let me ask you a question. You said you think you've already had it.
I believe I already have.
All right. Well, if you have, and you want to know for sure, just go get a blood test.
Right. Yeah. We can see if I have the antibodies.
Sure.
And
right.
The fact of the matter is, you know, I don't need a guy like that to say, well, you know, it's going to cost me. Common sense to tell you that you can have, you know, I even talked to my doctor. I said, you know, would you prescribe me the hydroxychloroquine? You know, he says, well, if you had the virus, there was not a problem that he would. But as far as I can say, for $12.99, even something like $8,
okay.
I go out to the feed store,
right,
where I buy feed for my horses.
I've got other callers, sir. I've got to go, Mel, so thank you very much. Okay, let me jump over here. Okay, good morning, Mary. What's up?
Good morning. For the previous caller, it's like, well, here you go in the circle again to divide America. What's his weight? How much does that guy weigh? What's his cholesterol level? Does he smoke? Does he drink? Does he put himself at risk health-wise so that other people have to pay for it? It's the same old game. Wake up. Another way to divide America. That's what I say. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Two countries heard from. But the thing of it is again, folks, nobody should be mandating anybody do anything, really. I mean, if you know, I didn't know I had this either, but I did. And I had it before we even knew the COVID was around. I really got sick, and was to the point to where Kyle Warren had to be my voice for a couple of days on the radio. And that's how bad it was. I lost my voice. It was, okay, that was part of it. But the thing of it is they gave me these hardcore antibodies, and I didn't even know what the hydroxychloroquine was. I had no idea. But I wound up taking it, didn't know what it was for or whatnot, but there was a fast way to get me out of the position I was in, and I did. And then, when we started to hear about this, they gave me a blood test. And son of a gun, I had the antibodies in me. So guess what? I did have it. But to make sure, and I wanted to find out because I wanted to see what the vaccines were, my choice, didn't have to do it, but I did. I went and I got the Moderna vaccine. I got the two shots, and I watched what was going to go on. I was told I could get the Johnson & Johnson, but there was just something about the single-shot thing that I didn't like, and I'm glad I didn't because I've been hearing about problems. But I went and did what I did just for my own satisfaction. No harm, no foul. everything's fine. And my antibodies are through the roof because I get a blood. I am a universal blood donor. So for openers, before I can give blood, I have to have a blood test. So every couple of weeks, I get a blood test and I go and I give my blood. And that's what I do. And I'm also a universal donor because of my blood type. But the thing of it is in my case, it worked. Now, would I suggest anybody do that? No. Do what you need to do. Do what you want to do. But government, in my opinion, has way overstepped their bounds in some of this stuff. And they've created more of a problem than they have a solution. Just look at what happened when they shut places down. There's people that will never recover financially from that again, ever. Ever. They're in so much debt right now that they can't get out from under it. And when they lift this moratorium on the mortgages and on the rent, whew, there's going to be people living in pup tents. There's going to be people living in pup tents. Speaking of pup tents, did you hear what happened on Venice Beach in California yesterday? They went in and they took all the people, the vagrants, the homeless that were living in there, and they moved them all out, took all the tents down, started the cleanup process because it was a mess. Started the cleanup process and moved them all into some place where they can at least have three hots and a cot instead of living on the beach in a pup tent. To that I say it's about time. But again, the fact of the matter is, folks, it's your choice. It's your decision as to what you want to do. And nobody should be demanding that you do anything. By the way, Congressman Jim Banks, because I'm going to break here, got to make this real quick. Congressman Jim Banks, Pelosi doesn't want the tough questions asked because she's responsible for the breakdown of security at the Capitol on January the 6th. Won't get any argument with me over that. I believe he's talking the absolute truth there. And by the way, the Democrats, you don't think they're not in trouble right now? Well, Bidenflation, which is what it's being called, a majority of Americans say the economy is in poor shape. And it's not getting any better. Not getting any better, not when you hear about all the stuff that's going on there. And by the way, there's still places that can't get help. Restaurants, McDonald's, for God's sakes. McDonald's used to be open everywhere along the interstate 24-7. Not anymore. Some of them are opening at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's already 2 hours into the rush hour. Go figure. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We are moving on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this final portion of the program brought to you by my friends down there, Dominic's Blinds and Shutters. You know, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. That's something the big box stores will not do. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And also, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, and maybe you'll get a trip to the back room and some of that free, great, fantastic pastry they like to hide back there. So they got it, and you don't. Tell them I said that and see what happens. All righty. Tell you what. I'm going to be on Ron Edwards' American Experience radio show this afternoon at about 3:15 to about 3:45. Go to theronedwards.com to find out more information. You can actually hear it there, or you can go to wherever it is that it's being played, and I forgot, so my bad. But then at 4 o'clock, Mark Walters, my buddy, has got me coming on Armed American Radio for an hour from 4 to 5. And we are going to tear it up. We're going after liberals. We're going liberal hunting today at 4 o'clock on a Redidio. on his couple of hundred stations that he's on. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun. Because when there's no holes barred when we get together. No holes barred. We take the gloves off and we go after them. Because we've got to. We got to. Again, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Joe Biden reiterated his call to ban 9mm handguns. And he talked about because of the magazine capacities. Do you realize that he mentioned the other day at his town hall on CNN that 9mm, they had 15 and 30 and 50 and 100 and 120 shot magazines and those weapons. That guy's smoking something. That guy's smoking something. Well, we all know it's his dimension, but still. I mean, come on. Give me a break. By the way, I got several messages here during the break, and I wanted to read this one. This is from Dave. And hello, Dave, and nice to hear from you. Dave said it took a 2,500-year-old Chinese general and philosopher to help me understand what's happened to so many of our country's great cities. And this is a quote. An evil enemy will burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes. Sun Tzu, I believe is the way you say that. Thank you, Dave. And Dave, of course, is up there in Michigan listening to us. So appreciate that, my friend. And hope you have a great day up there. Hope you have a great day up there. Weather's pretty decent. I hope it's decent for you up there and just right. I know you're right there pretty much along the water there, too. Now, also, let's see. This is Fred B. talking about Buck Sexton and Clay Travis. Very good duo, Captain. I listen daily, and they are very solid, good resumes. Yes, Bongino is on another station at that time slot. Yeah, and that's Fred from Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, I know that, Fred. That's why I said that, because when they were talking about how they were doing, they're up against Bongino. So I guess that's their main competition at that time from the time that they're on, because they did take the time slot for Rush Limbaugh. Now, let's see. Here's one more down here in South Florida. Voters from New York and New Jersey vote for someone with a D following their name, as in Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But Debbie could get a surprise this time, depending on how bad people's wallets are affected. People are going to vote their wallet, Fred, this time, and they're going to vote a little bit more common sense because of the fact that they've seen what's happened with this Biden guy, okay, and the people that helped get him in there and the people that are keeping him in there. And by the way, I do know that Debbie's district was in the middle of where the collapse was, too. She was there almost every day, which is what you have to do. I mean, when you're in that area of work, and we saw her on TV quite a bit. So, not finding any fault with her for that. Nope. All right, I got one more. Let me see, I got one more email here. Let me get to it. This is from Carl, and Carl is in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Let me see. That's the home of Bruce Springsteen, I think, back in the day. He's saying that we need to understand that our country is going to hell in a handbasket because we, the people, are allowing it to happen. The Republicans are sitting back in their heels, and they're not doing anything. We need to stand up and fight. If we don't, our country is doomed. It takes patriots, it takes believers, and it takes doers and achievers. Wow, that's a good one. I like that one. Thank you. Thank you. Asbury Park, New Jersey. I used to go there a lot when I was younger, and that was the family's point of choice. It was like 6 hours away, and that's where we'd hop in a family truckster and everybody go down there for a weekend at the beach or my dad's vacation. That's where he'd take his vacation down there. And then when I got older and got a car, I just hopped in the car and took my pals, and down we went. So that's what it was. And it used to be really clean and really nice there. And some of the groups we saw in the convention center there on the boardwalk, man, oh, man. That was when they had groups that were groups. They would pack them in. Everybody screaming and yelling, having a good time. Now, getting back to kind of what we were doing here, because I've got sidetracked a little bit. Getting back to what we're doing, you know, Donald Trump said Senate Republicans are beginning to look like weak fools and losers for working with Biden on the infrastructure. Well, first of all, there's some truth in that for sure. And secondly, why aren't we worrying about our own here? The Democrats can't get 60 votes to get the stuff on the floor in the Senate. They can't do it. That's our advantage at the moment. We need to keep using that as our advantage. Otherwise, we're the ones that are going to be in trouble. And by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs, in another sign of wokeness, have bowed to the woke. They are no longer going to run their horse, war paint, with the Indian chief on it prior to the games up and down the football field. Wow. Some traditions die hard, and that's one of them. I didn't have any problem with that. By the way, the Seminoles, I think, quit doing what they were doing, riding a horse up through there and taking the spear and jamming it in the 50-yard line. I think they're quitting that, too. Or have quit. One or the other, that is. And for the people that think that they're accomplishing something great by making all these changes, the woke group or whatever they call them, you're not. You got people laughing at you around the world. Look at these jerks. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. You got people laughing at you. It's time, if you want to get woke, here's what you do. Grab the American flag, go out on a street corner and start waving it. Start singing the national anthem just in the middle of nowhere with some of your friends. Start doing that. Wake up, America. We are all Americans first, and everything else comes after that. Everything else comes after that. Now, let's see here. Good morning, Christine. How are you? What are you sending me here? Makes me sad for the Indians will now forget their heritage. No, I'm not going to forget their heritage. Are you kidding me? The Cleveland Indians? Uh-uh. And the Chiefs and all that? Nope. Don't look at me. It's not going to happen. So, but I get your point, Christine. I understand what you're saying. And hope your daughter's doing good. She's did she graduate? One of them did anyway, right, I guess. All right, George, I'll see you when I see you, my friend. And today, have lunch with the captain, Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. And like I say, this afternoon, I'll be on Ron Edwards' show from 3:15 to 3:45. And I'll be on Armed American Radio from 4 to 5 with Mark Walters. I can't get the echo in there, you know. Walters, Walters, Walters. All right, have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. It's going to be a warm one again outside.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.